From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs back with us, registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. He has been compounding custom medications for years and is one of the spokespeople for criticalhealthnews.com. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, just so you know, you might be driving and you might be in bed and you don't have time to write this stuff down that Ben is talking about. Call the number because they're taking notes and they'll just relay it back to you. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben Fuchs, back on Coast to Coast. Do you hear the drumbeat, Ben?
I hear it. I hear it, George.
How are you, my friend?
Good to talk to you again. Yeah, good to talk to you again. I'm so sorry about whatever you're going through down there. Holy cow. It's
well,
scary.
I'm in St. Louis, but I'm heading back to L.A. This weekend.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it's terrible what's going on up there.
Sad situation. We've got a flood of email questions for you. We're going to take calls pretty soon, Ben. And
okay.
Thank you again for the tips you and Doc Wallach give us to help us.
I'm going to do it till the day I die, George. I'm going to be sharing the wisdom, sharing the information, helping people. That's what it's all about, George, making a difference in people's lives. There's nothing more gratifying. As you well know, you do it too.
Let's start with some of the emails. This is from William from Wichita, who says, Pharmacist Ben, you're an expert on skin.
Yeah.
How did he know that? I guess we've talked about that before. But he said, the bottom of my feet are like sandpapers.
Uh-huh.
What causes that?
Not uncommon. You know, the extremities, the feet are at the bottom of the body. And as we age, our circulation starts to decrease, especially if we're dealing with blood sugar problems, which many people are, weight issues. It makes it more difficult for the blood to move down to the bottom of the body. The most important thing you could do for this, and diabetics suffer from these conditions a lot, is to, number one, make sure that you're using nutrients that support the circulatory system. And Jeffy's got a great system called the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, which especially focuses on the circulatory system. Of course, eliminating sugar, which is very reactive to the blood vessels and causes a condition called glycation, which is when the walls of the blood vessels start to break down in response to sugar. And so treating yourself like a diabetic, whether or not you've been diagnosed as such, is very important for these kinds of foot problems, whether it's dry feet or crusty feet or nail fungus, that kind of thing. And then also, this is a hidden secret that nobody talks about for all dry skin conditions, particularly dry skin at the bottom of the body or at the bottom of the feet, and that is essential fatty acids. You know, we sell almost $10 billion a year in moisturizing products in this country, and everybody has dry skin. You would think with all the moisturizers people were using, people have moisturizers in their car, in their purse, and in their locker, in their office, and two in their medicine cabinet at home and in their kitchen, you'd think with all the moisturizers people were using, nobody would ever have dry skin. But of course, we know that dry skin is one of the most common skin maladies. In fact, it's one of the most common health issues that people suffer from. And one of the major reasons is our lack of understanding as well as our lack of intake of essential fatty acids. You know, if you take essential fatty acids out of the diet of a laboratory animal, within a week, that laboratory animal is going to suffer from dry, scaly skin, the same exact condition that this gentleman is talking about and that many, many millions, perhaps hundreds of millions of Americans suffer from. So essential fatty acids are critical. Of course, Jevy's ultimate EFAs, which I consider to be one of the most important skin nutrients you could ever take, not just for dry skin, but also for eczema and also for psoriasis and also for just plain old aging skin. That's the ultimate EFAs and ultimate EFA plus.
How soon does that stuff kick in, Ben?
Very quickly, within less than 7 days. If you have a dry skin condition or eczema, which is similar, or even psoriasis, or just plain old aging skin, and you get on an essential fatty acid supplement, you'll notice a significant difference within 7 days. And one of the great gifts of the human body, George, is the more deficient we are in nutrition, the faster our body sucks up those nutrients. Just like a dry sponge sucks up more water than a wet sponge, when we're in a deficit state and we put nutrients into the body, the body sucks up those nutrients just like a dry sponge sucks up water. And by the way, the same is true if you're dealing with chronic degenerative disease or, God forbid, multiple chronic degenerative diseases. Just like when people have a lot of weight to lose, you know, 100 pounds, 150 pounds, it's the first 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds that comes off the easiest. It's the last pounds that come off harder. In the same way, when we're dealing with chronic illnesses can reverse, can begin to reverse very, very quickly because it's in the body's nature to heal. This is so important. The body wants to heal. We are the descendants of ancestors who survived by healing. And so we have a genetic predisposition. It's built into our DNA to want to heal. And when it comes to chronic diseases or when it comes to nutritional deficiencies, understand that the sicker we are, the faster we can begin the turnaround process, and the more deficient we are, the faster our body absorbs those nutrients.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take calls shortly with him and next hour, so jump aboard. Isaiah writes, doesn't mention his city. How is nitric oxide beneficial to us?
Nitric oxide is fascinating stuff. Nitric oxide is a vasodilator. It opens up blood vessels. And one of the most important aspects of poor health is circulation. You know, the blood circulation is what delivers oxygen and delivers nutrients and detoxifies all of our cells. And as we age and as the impact of disease kicks in, it's particularly digestive disease and what's called leaky gut issues, as well as the sugar reaction that I was just talking about, the blood vessels start to constrict. The blood doesn't move as effectively. The blood itself becomes sticky and sludgy and literally inflamed. And this is one of the reasons why aging and disease kick in. So what nitric oxide does is it opens up blood vessels, allowing for more circulation, particularly to the extremities, but also to the brain and also to the sexual system. And this is one of the reasons why arginine, you've probably heard of, and beets for that matter, are so good for our health, is because it helps improve the production of nitric oxide for increasing blood circulation to the extremities, to the sexual part of our bodies, as well as to the brain.
What about L-citrulline?
Same deal. Same deal. Same vasodilating properties, L-citrulline. How did you know about L-citrulline, by the way?
I know everything, man. I've learned from you guys.
You know a lot of stuff about nutrition, absolutely. Yeah, L-citrulline is very similar.
Rebecca from Hamtramck, Michigan, I haven't heard that city in a long time, wants to know why her fingernails grow so quickly.
Her fingernails are growing quickly. That's a great sign. In fact, smart healthcare professionals and particularly smart skincare professionals will always look at their patients or their clients' fingernails to indicate how healthy that person is. Fingernails that are growing fast, that's a really, really good sign. A bad sign is thin fingernails or fingernails that have curves to them or sometimes fingernails that have spots to them or fingernails that aren't growing as fast. So if her fingernails are growing fast, that's a really, really good sign. That's a sign that she's absorbing her nutrients. She's getting taking nutrients and that she's absorbing her nutrients.
What material are fingernails made from? I mean, is it skin? What is it?
No. Similar. It's a protein called keratin. You may have heard of that. Keratin is a protein that's found throughout nature. It gives tissue hardness. Wherever you see hardness in nature, it's usually keratin in the animal kingdom. For example, rhinoceroses' horns or hooves on ruminants or even scales on fish or reptiles. These are all keratin. In the human body, keratin is found wherever you have hardness on the body, like in the nails and the outside part of the hair. It's a very, very important protein for the skin because it's what gives the skin barrier, its resilience and strength. And this is one of the reasons why sulfur is such an important mineral for the skin. And Jeffy's got a great form of sulfur, a great sulfur supplement called MSM. You've probably heard of MSM, the ultimate MSM. And it helps not only build a strong, resilient skin barrier to protect the skin against dehydration and dryness and microbial or bacterial infections, but also gives you nice, strong hair. This is one of the reasons why sulfur is one of the most important nutritional minerals anybody could take. And by the way, sulfur deficiency is not that uncommon because of soil deficiencies, as Dr. Wallach's been talking about for years.
I am so convinced that there's a God, Ben, because, I mean, what kind of a design would come up with the idea of fingernails, for crying out loud?
Oh, my God. And cells and the body, all of nature. Every time somebody tells me that they're an atheist, they don't believe in God, I think to myself, go into a room and make me a flea, or make me a cucumber, or make me a seed. You know, there's so many things in our world that are proof of a divine intelligence that is beyond anything a human being could ever come, not only come up with, but even imagine. Yes, obviously there's some kind of divine force and divine intelligence. You could call it God, you call it nature, you call it whatever you want, but it's clear as day that there's something that's organizing and structuring biology, botany, geography, geology, astronomy, cosmology. All of this is so intelligent, so structured, so organized, it can't happen by random, by happenstance.
Let's open up the phone lines next with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back, George Norrie, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to take calls this half hour and next hour as well. Ben, you ready? They're rolling in for you.
Yes, sir. I'm super stoked. Thank you, George.
Are you going to get a kick out of this? We're going way west of the Rockies to Bob in Moscow in Russia. Welcome to the program. Bob, what are you doing in Russia?
I've lived here for the past 8 years. Some of it because of the European healthcare system, because there's medications and treatments, natural treatments available here that we can't get in the United States.
How do they treat you out there?
Up until the Ukraine thing, it's a piece of cake living here. It's actually, I'm safer here walking at night at Moscow being 62 years of age than I would be walking in Chicago.
Are they happy that Donald Trump's the president-elect?
Yes.
Well, hopefully we get the Ukrainian situation done. But go ahead, Don. You're on with pharmacist Ben, Bob.
So my question is, why doesn't the United States promote more of the natural substances? I know in Wisconsin, our local pharmacies had a big homeopathic input and footprint, and the doctors respected them. I wish the United States would do more for things like that. It's like for transient ischemic attacks, for memory loss. You know, choline, as you know, Ben, is an excellent substance, inexpensive, but they want us to use these Alzheimer drugs by these big manufacturing companies that are hundreds of thousands of dollars a year instead of something that might cost $100 a year to do the same thing.
Yes, two words, cha-ching, follow the money. That's what it's all about, and it's really unfortunate and it's tragic, although we as human beings, as individual human beings, have a lot of say. We do not have to participate in this pharmaco-medical scam, and it is a scam. And while the medical model obviously excels when it comes to heroic medicine, to stitching things up and repairing broken bones and such, when it comes to chronic degenerative disease, there's not a single prescription drug that can make you better. At best, they can hide symptoms, mask inflammatory disease and inflammation, but as far as reversing chronic degenerative disease, they can't do it, and that's why we spend more money per capita than any other country in the world on healthcare, in the history of the world on healthcare. We take more drugs than any other culture in the history of of medicine, and we're the sickest and the most obese and the most cancer-ridden. Our longevity drops every year. It's a complete scam, and it's so unfair, and I have dedicated myself personally and professionally and spiritually to exposing this, and that's why I talk about nutrition so much. And yes, it's a terrible situation, but we as individuals have so much power to participate in our own health, but it requires doing certain things, you know? You have to eat right. You've got to exercise. You've got to make sure that you're addressing mental and emotional aspects of good health. There's all kinds of things that we got to do just a part of good living. You know, we had that whole viral thing that happened a few years ago, and everybody's locking themselves in their homes and wearing masks and social distancing. But the lines at Chick-fil-A were just as long, and we don't understand the impact of our lifestyle strategies when it comes to our poor health. And conversely, the potential of good lifestyle strategies, which of course includes nutrition and nutritional supplementation. When it comes to staying healthy or reversing chronic degenerative disease.
Bob, do you have a follow-up question?
Yes, and for one thing, the doctors are limited. They're controlled by the powers to be, the insurance industry.
Yeah.
And if the insurance industry would change course and allow these natural and proactive preventative treatments, they would save billions of dollars and be making more profits.
You know, it seems so logical. It seems so, when you think about it, we would actually be saving money as a country, not to mention as individuals. But for some reason, it hasn't gotten through our heads that the medical model, which is riding on the coattails, by the way, of successes that occurred 100 years ago in terms of antibiotics, it hasn't occurred to us that it doesn't work. It flat out doesn't work. Our healthcare system is an utter and complete failure when it comes to chronic degenerative disease. But once again, we have control as individuals. That's why I do this program. That's why I do my work. That's why George does his work. And that's why Youngevity is here. And by the way, anybody who is interested in the kind of things we talk about on this program, you should really participate with the Youngevity business opportunity. We have a business opportunity that will allow people to make money as they spread the word that there is a power that we call nutritional supplementation. There is a power of lifestyle strategies that can help address the chronic degenerative diseases that that are endemic, that people inevitably suffer from in this country.
What I like about that, Ben, is you get it, according to Doc Wallach, at wholesale prices.
Wholesale prices. You can write off your home office. You can help spread the word. And you know what else? You can join a community of like-minded people, a community of people that want to help and want to make a difference at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition.
Next up, let's go to Erie, Kansas. Joe's with us. Hello, Joe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got really bad eye floaters. It's like a spider or a fly I see in my eye. What can I do about that?
Yeah, eye floaters are a sign that the eye tissue is starting to break down. Eye tissue is largely made up. The eyeball tissue is largely made up of something that George knows good and well about, because we've been talking about it for years, George. Hyaluronic acid, which is part of the connective tissue system. So there's a couple things you could do. You're not going to get rid of the eye floaters, but you can prevent further deterioration of the eye, and that's what I would be suggesting that you do. First of all, building the connective tissue, building or supporting the production of hyaluronic acid. Youngevity's got a great connective tissue building supplement called OsteoFX, which everybody knows about for bone, but is also very important for building connective tissue head to toe. You know, the connective tissue is the part of the body that deteriorates the most dramatically as we get older and accounts for most of the health misery, most of the misery that's associated with the aging process. So building connective tissue is very important. I would be using, Youngevity's got a couple great supplements. One's called Vision FX and Ocutive. Two wonderful supplements for the eyes. I'd be using those. Bone broth is also very important for helping build connective tissue. And by the way, when you build connective tissue for one part of the body, whether it's the eyes or whether it's the bone or whether it's the blood vessels, the connective tissue from head to toe develops. You build the entire connective tissue system. So using nutritional supplements like our OsteoFX or Healthy Bone and Joint Pack or the Ocutive or the Vision FX, as I mentioned, can help you systemically, that is globally, the entire body's connective tissue. I'd recommend that you do that. Lastly, you may consider using pigments from fruits and vegetables as well as a product that Youngevity has called Ultimate Youth, which is also pigments. Pigments are very important, not just for protecting the eye tissue, but also for the macula, for folks who are dealing with macular degeneration.
Good tips. Would an ophthalmologist see the floaters, Ben?
They'll see the deterioration in the eye for sure, and that's just part and parcel of the aging process. You know, one of the things that happens to the eyes as we get older is that the eyes are susceptible to damage from sugar, and this is one of the reasons why diabetics are more susceptible to glaucoma and macular degeneration. In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness. So keeping your blood sugar under control is also a very important strategy for protecting your eyes from developing floaters or for slowing down the progression as you get older. And that's really what you want to be looking at, is slowing down the deterioration of the eye tissue as well as the connective tissue throughout the body.
Here's that number to call to talk to a human who's taking notes on what Ben just said, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And just spell it out and don't worry about the O. Kathy in Philadelphia, take it away. Hi, Kath.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling about a skin condition I have, tinea versicolor.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fungus on my back. And I have been following Doc Wallach's protocol for over 2 years. As far as this goes, though, I tried the prescription shampoo and the cream. Didn't make a dent. And I'm wondering if you could suggest something that I could, maybe a nutritional approach.
I love how you said that. They don't make a dent, do they? They don't do anything.
No, they don't. Not a dent.
I know. I know. And this is how, you're not the only one. When you take prescription drugs, they don't make a dent. Exactly like you said. Tinea versicolor is a fungal infection. It causes patches on the skin that have different coloration, lighter, sometimes darker than normal. And anytime you have a fungal condition, you want to consider two major factors. One is something called dys, which means messed up, dys or dysfunctional, biosis, which means bacteria. See, bacteria and fungus live in this balance in the body, and when the bacteria are killed off, the fungus overgrow. They're supposed to hold each other in check. You know, bacteria make antifungal medicine, literally. They make antifungal chemicals, and fungus makes antibacterial chemicals, and this is how nature keeps everything in check in the body. However, when we eat a lot of sugar, when we drink chlorinated water, or fluorinated water for that matter, or we take antibiotics, whether we take them intentionally or we get them in food, dairy and meat, the bacteria in the what's called the microbiome, the universe of bacteria that live in the body, die off and the fungus overgrow. So working on digestive health to make sure that you have a healthy bacterial microbiome in the intestine is job number one for fungal infections. Not just tinea versicolor, by the way, but nail fungus, toenail fungus is also a fungal infection that is caused by this dysbiosis condition, not to mention systemic fungal conditions, which can be very, very very difficult to treat and sometimes life-threatening. So controlling or working on bacteria inside the intestine is very important. Using probiotics, the nightly essence from Longevity is great. Staying off of sugar, going on a low-carbohydrate diet, because fungus yeast and fungus love sugar. That's also important. And then strengthening the immune system is very important as well. We have an immune system that's designed to kill fungus, that's designed to kill microbes. In fact, I was listening to a doctor before we went on, George, talking about the virus that's out now, the stomach virus that people are all suffering from, the norovirus.
Norovirus, yeah.
Right, right. And she gave some good advice. She said, wash your hands, after you go to the bathroom and such. But she didn't say anything about building your immune system, about strengthening your immune system. And it's no accident, by the way, that these kinds of viruses occur many times in the winter time when we're not getting enough sun. And that's because vitamin D plays a very important role in strengthening the immune system. So in addition to making sure that you're getting some sun, that may be difficult this time of year, but you can always use a sun lamp, make sure that you're using vitamin D supplements. That can help strengthen the immune system. Of course, Longevity's Beyond Tangy Tangerine is an excellent immune booster. The essential fats that we talked about earlier, Longevity's Ultimate EFAs and EFA Plus, those are also immune boosters. So strengthening the immune system is another strategy that I would consider if you're dealing with any kind of fungal infection, including tinea versicolor.
Good points, Ben. Let's go east of the Rockies. Joe in Long Island, New York. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Ben. Two quick ones. One, second on the brain, this potential for Ebola or Marburg's, a hemorrhagic fever showing up more on a more widespread basis. Someone was saying that the Ebola might, people that have too little vitamin C tend to contract that, and it might be like a mutated form of scurvy to a degree. And so they were also saying that the University of Texas was studying gentile root as a possible way to combat these Ebola if it comes around, and red clover. So I'd ask you about that. And also, there was a woman who was on the Coast to Coast a couple of weeks ago. I got her audio book. It's called Biohack Your Brain. So she has a chapter on supplements. And she works with NFL players, both active and retired, for brain health issues.
Mm.
But she brought up spirulina in her chapter on supplements.
Oh, yeah. Spirulina is awesome, awesome stuff. Spirulina is a type of algae. And all algaes are powerful, powerful medicine. In fact, algaes are cells. And when you ingest an algae, you're ingesting everything you need for your cells. Spirulina is an amazing nutritional supplement. As far as Ebola or a hemorrhagic fever, which is obviously a deadly viral condition, causes severe internal bleeding, people hemorrhage to death, awful, awful condition. Yes, it turns out that vitamin C is critical for strengthening the blood vessels. And in fact, people don't have scurvy anymore. They don't have full-blown scurvy anymore. But in the old days, when they did have scurvy, the way they died is they would bleed internally. They would hemorrhage to death. And we know just a little bit of vitamin C will prevent that from occurring. So it could very well be that a vitamin C deficiency is involved in the symptoms of hemorrhagic fever. But what's really interesting, George and Joe, is we don't have scurvy anymore, but we have something else. We have something called subclinical scurvy. That is, our scurvy that we have today is not bad enough to put you in the hospital or put you in the clinic. That's where they get the term subclinical from. But we have a form of scurvy that nobody ever considers to be scurvy that involves a weakening of the bones, that involves skin issues and thinning of the skin, that involves ulcerations, that involves bleeding and vascular conditions, that involves heart disease. All of these are subclinical scurvy, which we call aging. And the aging process itself, which of course involves arthritis and joint problems and skin issues and cardiovascular issues and osteoporosis, etc., are all part of the same syndrome that used to kill people, but today doesn't kill people, just causes misery as we age. And this makes vitamin C in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or anywhere else where you can find vitamin C one of the most important anti-aging nutrients you could ever take. And we want to consider that scurvy or aging may actually be a form of subclinical scurvy and can be treated largely by using vitamin C in supplements like Longevity's Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
All right, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to take a short break and come back with an hour more of phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com.